Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of My Insane Menno Brain, the Untamed Thoughts of Artemis North. So we got through Halloween. That was fun. Went out with the kids. They dressed as the Ghostbusters. My almost 18-year-old grandson only had one person be a snark at him about, you know, aren't you too old to be out here trick-or-treating? And just as I was thinking about going up to give that old man a little piece of my mind, his wife came out and said, well, the young boy could be doing worse things. Give him his candy. Thank goodness for wives. We just, you know, pull all the insanity out and put it right where it should be. Well, we're supposed to. And some of us just can't. Anyways, I've been watching a lot of TikTok. Well, anyone addicted to TikTok does. And I want to tell you about this woman that I follow. She's a OBGYN. No. Anyways, she's a doctor, a lady doctor who specializes in the care of menopausal women. Her name's Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and her TikTok handle is The Pause Life. Now, I've been talking about weight loss. It's affected me my whole life, but then I put on a ton when I started into this menopause journey. I didn't realize there was a difference. The weight I had worn before, well, it was there because of, well, let's say habits, emotions. It just was. And I fought it for a long time, still fighting it. But with this new type of fat, well, it's not new. It is to me because it's new knowledge to me. It's called visceral fat. And it's not affected by calorie in, calorie out. So you can calorie deficit till the cows come home. You're not moving this stuff. This is what happens during menopause. Instead of the subcutaneous fat that we start gaining as babies, this fat can cling right in there and you can have a huge deposit of it, whether you're skinny or obese. And it's the dangerous stuff. It's what causes various heart disease, fatty liver disease. There's so many diabetes. There's so many things in this mental brain. Couldn't remember them all. I should have taken a better amount of notes. But anyways, there's been actually some studies. Well, Mary was able to find six of them that show that calorie deficits don't affect this type of fat. So how in hell do we fight it? I mean, we're used to do aerobics, calorie in, calorie out. And then we hear this other information on the internet that doesn't totally explain why calorie deficit's not going to fight it. Well, now it's clear to me. It's two different types of fat. Did this make you crazy too? Anyways, so I've taken note of some steps to fight it. One is protein. You need to eat a decent amount of protein. It's really, really important, especially as we age, because we lose muscle mass too. So eating high protein, but not high calorie foods is something that's really important to help fight it. You want to make sure that, yes, drinking the water, that's really, really important. You've got to stay hydrated. The amount of water per day, it changes depending upon who you talk to. I aim for between 1 to 2 liters a day. So let's say half a gallon to a gallon if you're still doing the old fashioned. Another good thing to do is drink green tea. You know, a couple of cups of good quality green tea every day really help as well. Another thing that really helps is movement. It doesn't have to be aerobic. In fact, if you go too heavy on the aerobics, you're going to stress your body out and you're going to end up holding on to all the weight that you want to get rid of. And that's no good either. So core, chair yoga, walking, strength building, exercise, even swimming. Now, my husband just went to the doctor this past week and our doctor, God love him, we've been going to him for almost 30 years, and We really, really like him. He's pretty down to earth. But he told my husband that swimming doesn't help you lose weight. Well, I can't believe that. What do you guys think of that? If you've got something to say about it, don't forget the hashtag #MyInsaneMenoBrain. Let's discuss. So activity, that's another big one. Now, as far as food goes, I'm just going to continue what I'm doing. I'm trying to eat healthy, caloric-dense meals with all of the vitamins and minerals that my body needs, especially going into old age. Let's face it, I'm becoming the old fart. So you want fish, you want nuts, you want healthy fats like avocados, you want lots of greens, you want the vesicious, oh, I can't even say it, you want the vegetables that make you fart. You want the broccoli, you want the cabbage, you want the green beans, anything green. But of course, you want all of those other good yummy vegetables too. Try to, you know, ease off on the carbs. You know the whole spiel. If you're going to eat bread, try to make it whole wheat bread. You know, don't get rid of your carbs. Just make them full. Okay, so I think I've been on my soapbox long enough. I think I've cleared up the difference between the two types of fats. Let's see if I can say it. Subcutaneous versus visceral fat. And the visceral fat's the one that you can't fight with caloric, calorie in, calorie out. Thanks. See, talking about the Menno brain, sometimes my brain just, it's very foggy sometimes and just doesn't pick up the words from one second to the next, even when it's written right in front of me. So today I'm going over to babysit the dogs for another few days, and I think I'm going to enjoy snuggling up with them. They don't mind my craziness. I can talk all day to them, and they're happy. So anyways, go out, make the world a better place, and let's all be a little crazy, shall we?
Try your best to make it through with love.